Hello and good morning. I forgot the intro there because we were getting things set up here. We have a number of people in today's studio, so do apologize for that. Dropped the ball a little bit. I'm getting that, of course, intro here to Just Talk. But it is Just Talk time now. Before we jump into it, however, we will be hopping in with today's forecast. Today's high temperature is going to be getting up to 66 degrees, nice and sunny. Low of 46 degrees, a few more clouds in the night, but then it'll be getting mostly cloudy tomorrow. High temperature of 79 degrees, but a 30% chance of rain and some isolated showers and maybe a thunderstorm or two, mainly in the morning, before clearing up to tomorrow night's low of a low of 50 degrees and then staying plenty warm and sunny until around Friday, where we see another peak of sunshine, another peak of rain back in the forecast. Here in Maquoketa, we're sitting very comfortably at 52 degrees. With that, we'll now be turning our conversation over to the Just Talk. And I have Amber Mathiesen, of course, in here, and as well as many other students who participated, and I believe the livestock triathlon recently.
Yeah, so we have five of our eight youth that participated in what we call our livestock triathlon. It is quiz bowl, skill-a-thon, and also livestock judging. And so these five youth have worked really hard to study up on all their livestock facts and learn about livestock judging. And we're going to kind of let them share a little bit about their experience and also share about what the competitions are and why they're studying about all the livestock facts and things. So we're going to have them introduce themselves one by one, and we'll start right here.
I'm Lane Johnson, and my club is the North Fork New Horizons. My favorite thing was quiz bowl.
I'm Ty Johnson. I'm part of the North Fork New Horizons 4-H Club. And my favorite thing was quiz bowl.
My name's Cooper Patterson. I'm in the Club of Rights 4-H Club, and my favorite thing was livestock judging.
My name is Leah Storm, and I am from the Bellevue Pioneers Club, and my favorite thing was the livestock judging.
My name's Dylan Mathiesen. I'm from Miles Mavericks, and my favorite thing was the quiz bowl.
So definitely a lot of quiz bowl lovers here and then.
Yeah, there is. So yeah, you can see we have a variety of youth from across the county, which is kind of unique too for us in 4-H. We had two teams. We have all juniors. So juniors are 4th through 8th grade in this competition. Mm-hmm. So we separated it into, we had an older group and we had a younger group. So we had the big and the littles, right? It's kind of how we separated them out. But we're going to have them talk just a little bit about how did we practice? Who wants to start? How did we practice? Go ahead, Cooper.
We practiced by once a week at first. On Thursdays, we practiced mainly like meat judging and stuff for the skill-a-thon. And then we started doing twice a week, and we went to different farms and looked at different animals, especially pigs and sheep.
Okay. Sort of kind of doing that like on the ground research there, kind of what exactly goes into that.
Yeah, lots of hands-on learning. So we went to different farms. Where'd we go, you guys?
Jody Martin's, Ken Lane's, Johnson Family Farms, and Swanton's.
Yeah, and so what was your favorite one, and what did we judge?
Ken Lane's, and we judged pigs.
How about you, Ty?
My favorite was Ken Lane's and judging pigs.
We have a lot of pig lovers here. You guys don't even show hogs. Go ahead, Cooper.
My favorite was Swanton's, and we judged sheep.
My favorite was Ken Lane's, and we judged the pigs.
My favorite was Kent Lane's, and we judged pigs.
Well, and I should share, too, Ken has a lot of experience in livestock judging. Mm-hmm. And so he volunteered to help them at their sessions. Jody Martin's, too, was on one of the national teams when he was in 4-H. So when we went up there, he was shared his expertise. Brenda Hinkey brought her goats down so they could judge the goats. And Ty and Lane's mom, Ashley, she has done some judging too. So we really had a lot of people that could help us.
Absolutely.
And share their knowledge with the kids.
I was going to say, I'm curious. I was going to say, I'd love to hear from some of the kids as well. What do you guys learn goes into judging with that? So, you know, with the hogs, because I know there was a lot of people who commented on that in particular. What would go into judging a hog or a pig based on the qualities and the qualifications that you guys learned?
You have to judge them by body, capacity, and structure.
Okay. I was going to say, and how are those defined then? Obviously, body is, you know, with that, I was going to say, give me a little more information on that. Quizzing you here.
Structure is like how they walk and make sure they're sound.
Mm-hmm.
And then muscle goes with bone. So you look for muscle, like on their top and their ham.
Okay.
What do you look for in body capacity? Where do we look at?
Center body.
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. So I was going to say, that's pretty nice that they were able to learn. It definitely seems like they picked up a lot of that information there.
Yeah, definitely. And let's have Ty tell a little story. So after the judging competition, we're sitting around, they're talking about their class of shorthorn steers, right? Marcus steer. Just all market. Okay, sorry. And so they're talking about how they placed them, and Mom says, I placed them like this. And Ty's like, nah. And go ahead, you tell the story.
So Mom placed the class 2-1-3-4, and I placed it 1-2-3-4. Mom thought 2 would win because it looked the best from the profile, though she didn't watch him walk, and he didn't walk very good. His back legs crisscrossed, and the one steer walked better than him.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was kind of funny because we were just sitting there kind of talking about it, digressing the class, and of course when they announced the results, they placed them like Ty, didn't they?
Yeah, it was good to be able to catch that, and you know, like, oh, that's gonna kind of knock them down in that way.
And that was one thing, you know, really that they focused on while they were learning how to judge is mm-hmm. that there were like all different aspects of looking at it, and you have to decide which ones you place above the other based on what you see. And so Ty kind of used all the different things, watching it walk, but also looking at how it stands. And so, yeah, he caught that. So that was really, really good.
Absolutely. And it's also, you know, it's a skill. It's cool to be able to see that. I mean, you know, a layman like me would probably be like, it looks like a good steer, something like that. Meanwhile, you know, absolutely not be, just because they have utilized those and built those skills.
Yeah,
that's offered here.
Dylan, what else did we judge out there?
Charley bulls.
So what did we look for in the bulls?
There was a sheet of paper, and then we had to look at all the different things on how it breeds and everything else.
Yep, so they gave them a sheet with lots of information about the bulls, and they had to kind of take that into consideration also while looking at them live.
Mm-hmm.
And what else, Leah, did we judge?
We also judged pigs, and you really wanted to look for, especially with market hogs, a big body and good structure, because you also want good meat on your pigs.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Everyone wants a nice full pig there to utilize some good meat out of. I want to talk more about this, because I know there are a lot of people here and a lot of experience that went on with this. But we do have to take a very quick break to join up with Brownfield, but we'll be continuing on our conversation here right after a quick message from Brownfield for the opening of the Livestock Report.
Cash hogs are expected to open mixed. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Commodity Open. It would be no big surprise to see it take a little bit for the cash hog market to get underway this week. Supplies of market-ready hogs are ample, and hog weights are running above year-ago levels. There are plentiful supplies of pork, which gives processors leverage, and they're able to control the pace of business. There are some concerns about demand strength, especially for U.S. pork on the global market. Now, domestic demand will likely find some support with the return of the summer grilling season, as pork remains a competitively priced protein in the retail space. Pork values finished the day higher Friday, up $1.96 at $97.56. Loins were up sharply. Ribs, bellies, butts, and hams were also higher. Picnics were sharply lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 479,000 head. That's up 18,000 on the week and up about 5,500 on the year. And box beef was higher with solid demand for moderate offerings. Taking a quick look at what's happening early on the board. So Soybeans are higher on fund and technical buying. July beans are up 4 3/4 at 12.12 3/4. August beans up a nickel at 12.07 3/4. Corn is modestly higher on fund and technical buying. July corn's up 3/4 at 4.72. September corn up 3/4 at 4.78 1/2. The wheat complex is up. July wheat in Chicago is 5 1/4 higher at 6.24 1/4. Live and feeder cattle are up, getting ready for the week's direct business. There could be some support from that solid week of cash trade. June lives up $1.27 at $2.50.17. August feeders are up a dime at $3.64.32. Hogs are higher on demand optimism. June lean hogs up $2.20 at $100.82. July lean hogs up $1.55 at $104.75. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Pork producers, mark your calendar. World Pork Expo 2026 is coming June 3rd and 4th to the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines. Get ready for 2 high-energy days packed with industry insights, hands-on innovation, valuable networking, and great entertainment. Explore the latest ideas and connect with the people shaping pork production. Make the most of it, from the trade show floor to the social events. And while you're there, grab a free pork lunch at the Big Grill. Register now at worldpork.org and be part of pork's biggest event.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday!
In the U.S., 1 in 5 children with cancer will not survive. But there is hope because of you. Help give them more birthdays, more moments, more tomorrows, because every child deserves a chance to grow up. Give them tomorrow. Support St. Jude today.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to KMAQ Radio, and we'll be continuing on our conversation here with the ISU Extension Office. Well, of course, the 4-H here. I am Virginia, wears many hats there, so I figured I'd throw in at least one more there.
Yeah, there you go.
But talking with the many students who are involved here, I know we talked about the livestock judging just before we took a break here. Kind of switching gears now and talking about one of the other events that was there and that everyone was pretty emphatic about that they liked was the Quiz Bowl.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about Quiz Bowl. We took a lot of time studying for Quiz Bowl, learning our facts. We had 2 teams that competed, like I said, and so we had a younger group and an older group of, and they ended up, the older group was 2nd in Quiz Bowl and the younger group was 3rd in Quiz Bowl, so they did very well. We had 4 in the top 10.
Wow.
Definitely. So Lane placed 3rd, Dylan 4th. Oh, Cooper was 2nd. And Ty was 7th in Quiz Bowl in the top 10. So, yeah, they did great with that competition. And they're each going to share 1 Quiz Bowl question with you. Mm-hmm. And tell them the answer also, okay?
One of my favorite questions that I got was, how long is a pig's gestation period? And the answer is 3 months, 3 weeks, and 3 days.
333. That was pretty good to be able to memorize there then.
They asked... There was a current events question, and one of them was about what parasite affects cattle, and it is the New World screwworm.
Good to know. Who's up next?
What is a deadly disease in sheep, and it is scrapies?
What is a Brangus, and it's a Brahma and Angus crossbred?
My favorite question was named 4 breeds of swine. And the answer was Duroc, Berkshire, Chester White, and Hampshire.
Yeah, they definitely, you can see, yeah. They had lots of tough questions. It was kind of hard to study because you don't know what they're going to ask.
Yeah.
They asked questions about current events also in there, lots of medical questions. We should say Dr. Slattery came and helped one session, and he taught them about veterinarian-client relationship, but then also teaching them about how to give shots. All right, you guys. What are the 2 most common place kinds of shots that you give? Where do you give them? Oh, they're like, I forgot. Oh, here. Yeah, say one of them.
Intermuscular and subcutaneous.
Yes.
There you go.
And so he taught them how to give the shots, but then also to look at dosage, withdrawal times. So, yeah, they did really good. We had a few of those questions during the Quiz Bowl.
I can imagine.
And so they did really good on those questions, too. So you can see we kind of had a lot of different hands in helping and studying for them. But what else do you guys want to share about Quiz Bowl? Just your favorite, right?
Yeah.
Okay, how long did the Quiz Bowl, how long did it last? Was it a couple hours? Was it just, how fast-paced was it?
It was an all-day thing, but, you go in at separate times. It's almost like a bracket, so, you go in against a different team.
Gotcha.
And then whoever wins that, it stays in the winner's bracket, and whoever loses goes to the loser's bracket. Then you take a break, and then usually, the other team from Jackson County would go in, and then it would just be, vice versa, just repeat like that.
Gotcha. So, yeah, kind of that staggered bracket there. Winner advances, loser kind of goes into a different category. I was going to say that is, and where was all of this taking place? I know you said the Quiz Bowl itself was just a whole day. Where was all of this located at?
Yeah, so we were at the Hanson Center in Ames. I'm sorry, Lane. Lane knew it.
He was right up there. He was getting ready.
He was. But Lane, tell him, so we had the Quiz Bowl, but there's three different parts to the Quiz Bowl. What's one of the parts of the Quiz Bowl?
Individual.
Yeah, so they get individual questions, so each one gets a chance to compete against, so the first person from each team, they ask a question, and then they ring in, they buzz in.
Gotcha, okay.
And then we had a second round. What was the second round?
Team questions.
Yep, so then they can work together as a team, and they can come up with the answer, and then the other team can steal if the other one doesn't get it right. And then what was the third round of Quiz Bowl?
The third round was anyone could answer.
Yep, so then you buzz in, so then they give, it's kind of like a lightning round almost. Yeah,
kind of free for all.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but you'd lose points if you get it wrong in that round. So that was one thing that they had to kind of keep in mind, that if you weren't really sure, you might not want to answer it, right?
Right. Might kind of shoot yourself in the foot there if you answer wrong.
Yeah. And then the second to last round, our two teams end up coming together and having to compete against each other. You want to tell them how that turned out, Cooper?
The older kids won, so that was my team, so that was good, and that was to go to the championship as well. So whoever won, that would have
got something. How much did you win by?
Not enough.
They were getting a little nervous, and they did win by one question. So.
Wow, yeah, pretty down to the wire then. Gave him a run for the money for sure.
It was. And then we went to the skill-a-thon. And so throughout the day, they worked on this skill-a-thon session, and so they go to different stations. There were individual stations and team stations, correct? Mm-hmm. Yes. So they're going to each share what one of the stations was.
Identifying breeds of sheep, goats, pigs, and cattle.
Identifying meats.
And when you had to identify, tell them what you had to list on it. You had to list what animal it was from.
We had to list for what animal it was from, what cut was it from, and what was the cut's name.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha, okay.
We had to do wool judging, so there's bags of wool, and you had to place them on which one was the best, and then after that, the second best, and then to the worst after that.
There was also identifying what tools they were, because they had just laid out, and you had to identify what it was.
Yeah, so lots of different equipment from all the different breeds. So, yeah, they had to, it was kind of a match. They had the list of names, but they had five extras on there. So, not all of them were they going to use. So, that was kind of a challenge there, too. But some of the equipment was actually there. They had a picture of the equipment, and they had to match it up with the formal name of it. So, one last one. Do you have a scenario?
I would say because there was a lot of different things that were involved there.
Oh, they had to look at
feed samples. feed samples and name all the feed samples. And
so what were some of them that were there?
Rolled oats, hay, cracked corn, oats, silage.
Gotcha. Yep.
So they had to identify all of that, and they couldn't open them or feel them, or they just had to do it by look. So that was a little challenging, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, having to identify feed by just looking at it. That could be pretty challenging, I imagine, then.
Yes, definitely. So team-wise, they had some scenarios that they had to work through. Do you remember what the scenario was about?
One scenario was picking the best type of feed for cattle, and then body condition score.
Yep.
Okay. So kind of matching up what would be best for a particular kind of, for getting a particular kind of result.
Yep, exactly. Okay. So when we did our studying, you know, we did take a look at genetics a little bit and how that plays out, but that was kind of one of their scenarios is, you know, how to select the best genetics. So you can see, like, we had to study lots of different
pretty
areas.
Much every avenue that you could think of. I was going to say, I know the quiz bowl that they had mentioned was, like, just one day. How long was the total competition, the kind of whole triathlon that you were involved in?
It was one day for, like, the quiz bowl and skeleton, and the next day was judging. And that, since we don't have to give reasons, that usually takes to, like, noon, and then we would eat lunch, and then we got to walk around the campus and tell results.
Gotcha. Okay. So about 2 days, full days where you were there.
Yep.
Okay. And that was all in Ames. Was it the Iowa State campus or was it somewhere?
Yep. On campus at the Hansen Center. And okay. So it's a new building where they do some ag programming, but there's a big arena. Mm-hmm. And so they brought, like I said, all the different, the 10 different classes. So to have the live animals there, but then there are also some classrooms there.
Okay.
That's where the quiz bowl and the skillathon took place. So, yeah, they get to experience campus a little bit and see Ames from that angle. But the one thing, you know, I think that this does draw out is it takes a look at all the different careers potential for students that are interested in agriculture too.
Yeah.
You look at the different things that we studied and there are different careers, you know, veterinary, genetics, feed nutrition, what else you guys? Agronomy, yes. So there's definitely a whole gamut of areas that they get to research. They get to do a little bit of hands-on learning with it, see what they're interested in, see where they want to expand to. The other thing that we did was we went to Ames a week before, or 2 weeks before, and what was that competition?
Meats judging.
Yeah, and what did we do for the meats judging competition?
We judged meat carcasses and meat guts.
Yep, and Dylan, where was that at?
It was in Ames in the meat lab.
Yep, and so they got to experience that. That was part of their, we knew that was going to be part of their skillathon was the cuts of meat.
Mm-hmm.
And they were interested in it, and so we thought, let's go. Let's do the competition. They didn't know it. We tried to learn a little bit before, but we did very well. And so we did, we had top five. And we had the first place team and the second place team.
That's impressive.
Yes. So, but Dylan was our number one. Lane, you were number two.
No. Oh. Four.
Okay, tell it. What were they, Ty?
Dylan won. Lane McDonald was second. I was third. Lane Johnson, my brother, was fourth. And then Hadley McDonald was fifth.
Yeah, so they all walked away with a hat as a prize. That's and a banner, fun. Right?
I'll say that is pretty fun that they were able to, you know, to do that. And going out Ames pretty, you know, kind of back-to-back there.
Yeah.
Was a pretty cool experience. I'll say we are having to take a quick break here. But we'll be continuing on here with 4-H as well as ISU Extension right after a quick break from Brownfield as the Chicago Board of Trade is now open.